Hello and welcome to this episode of It's Rocket Science.
Universal Anomalies Explained by High Schoolers.
I'm Isabella Davis.
And I'm Addie Kessler.
Today we're going to talk about renewable energy.
Specifically regarding solar power.
Solar energy is created when the sunlight is captured and then converted into electricity.
This happens when the sun releases photons,
which are essentially microscopic packets of electromagnetic energy.
When photons hit the solar panels, it makes the electrons on the top of the solar panel travel to the bottom,
thus creating an electrical circuit.
There are many reasons why going solar is beneficial.
First, it will save you money.
Once you've installed solar panels, you no longer have to pay a monthly electric bill.
The sun is now your source of energy, and sunlight is free.
Secondly, solar energy gives you independence.
Like we said before, you are not dependent on another company to provide you energy.
The sun is your supplier, and the sunlight is everywhere.
Lastly, and most importantly, solar power is better for the environment.
Today, a popular method used for collecting energy is through fossil fuels,
which are detrimental to the environment because they release toxins and carbon into the air.
Solar power can drastically reduce our carbon footprint
because it releases zero greenhouse gas emissions.
Isabella, why is this important to you?
Well, I've lived on this beautiful island my whole life, and I would say it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. And I really don't want that to change. I want it to stay the same. So I think going towards solar power is definitely a step in the right direction. So Addie, do you know of somebody in the San Juans who is using solar energy?
Well, three alumni from Spring Street actually made a movie a couple years ago. It's titled Searching for Green. And in this video, they document their journey as they travel around the San Juans and they interview couples about their house, and these houses that they're looking at have some special characteristics that play into like sustainability and renewable energy. And this one couple on Lopez, they call it like their solar community, I think. And their whole housing complex, like they have a bunch of neighbors living in a little area, and they all rely on solar energy. And so they walk us through the different solar panels they use and how they've adopted that as their primary source of energy and how that's worked for them. And it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think that would be great if, you know, other communities on the San Juan started developing other solar communities. I really do think solar energy is a step in the right direction, as well as renewable energy, other forms of it like wind. I just think fossil fuels is not the right way to go, you know, and it's really terrible for our environment.
Yeah, and I think one of the hesitations that people, like why people aren't just everyone tomorrow going out and converting to solar panels is because it's really expensive. But like we mentioned, it will eventually save you money, but you're going to have to, you know, buy them up front and install them, which is very expensive. And then, you know, once you get them installed, you will start saving money. But that initial, like, action is expensive.
Yeah, and to create the solar cells, a lot of people are worried about, like, what impact does that have on the environment, you know? And, you know, there's a lot of repercussions with that. But I think there's so much research being done about it, and they're really coming to the conclusion that nothing is as bad as what we're doing to our environment right now. Well, I think that's it for today, and our ending fun fact of the day is,
if we could capture all the sunlight shining onto the world for just 1 hour, we could power the entire world for 1 year.